Are you considering having an aesthetic procedure performed?
Confused by all the information out there?
Welcome to It's a Young Thing,
where Nurse Paula Young arms you with the knowledge on all things cosmetic and aesthetic.
And now, Nurse Paula Young.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to It's a Young Thing with Nurse Paula Young. You know, I'm on a roll right now bringing in a lot of experts talking about some major aesthetic transformations in the body. Last week, if you didn't have the opportunity to listen to Dr. Jason Emmer from Beverly Hills, where we talked about a total body transformation, we're going to take it actually one step further today with my guest, Dr. Leonardo Claros. Welcome, Dr. Claros.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to have you here because we want to go one step further and talk about something that's really hot topic in the news right now is this Mama June makeover. Mama June's a size four. Mama June's a size four. Well, everybody's attributing this magical transformation to gastric bypass surgery. And she's had an awful lot of aesthetic procedures performed. And we have a lot of people coming into our office at Young Medical Spa that want to get aesthetic procedures performed. And a lot of these patients, we do refer out either to some plastic surgeons for tummy tucks or bariatric surgeons such as yourself to consult these people and find out if they are a candidate for gastric bypass surgery. So first of all, let's talk about the whole Mama June thing, because a lot of people don't realize just how, I would like to say, how mediaized it is. You know, it's so blown up out of proportion that it's great. This is the answer to all your problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And you know, about this topic, it's so important. I think it's very necessary to differentiate what you were saying. A lot of people have this perception that maybe they will come to a plastic surgeon or to a cosmetic professional and they're going to be able to actually lose, you know, like 100, 150 pounds and probably get the results that Mama June got, you know, from the TV program and everything else. And that is not really true. What she had was a bariatric operation. She actually had the sleeve gastrectomy done. The sleeve gastrectomy is the most commonly performed operation for bariatric procedures in the United States. It has surpassed the gastric bypass, believe it or not. And the reason is that it's a simpler operation. It's not easier, but it's a simpler operation that when it's done under expert hands, you can have excellent results, as you know, with Mama June. She was, I believe, around 460 pounds when she started. And I think she's down to 180 or so. So those are amazing results. But just like you pointed, she underwent some pretty dramatic and drastic body contouring as well as skin removal surgeries afterwards. She spent, I think, close to $75,000 worth of, you know, body contouring and skin removal.
Yeah, which is something that a lot of people can't afford in today's...
That is exactly right. And furthermore, she actually underwent these procedures not even 6 months after her bariatric operation, which is something that we do not recommend.
It's very dangerous to do that.
Yes. You know, we actually like our patients to stabilize and get, you know, to a plateau weight loss, results, at least a year and a half. Get them be comfortable, you know, resolve most of their medical conditions or comorbidities, which is really the main reason why these patients are actually having these operations. Remember, it is amazing to actually look great. Everybody wants to look great, right? I mean, unfortunately, not everybody can look as good as you do, Paula. You look amazing.
Well, that's because you're kind and you're my friend.
But, you know, a lot of people think, you know, that bariatric operations are cosmetic procedures, and they're not. They're really metabolic surgeries. As a matter of fact, our society shies away from calling them weight loss surgeries anymore. We actually call them metabolic surgeries because the main goal for these operations is to cure the diabetes, the hypertension, the hypercholesterolemia, the cardiometabolic syndrome. And I like to tell my patients that as a side effect of the surgery, they're going to lose weight. So, of course, the majority of the people, that's all they see. You know, oh, if someone has lost 100 pounds, 150 pounds, 180 pounds. That is amazing. But the most important thing is that these patients actually have their diabetes cured. They don't have hypertension or high blood pressure. Cholesterol is normal. Their risk of developing no cardiovascular events or dying as a result of this problem
is
much, much greater. The impact is much greater. So Mama June had the operation, had a sleeve gastrectomy, right, not a gastric bypass. 6 months later, underwent like a series of major operations, you know, brachioplasties, the abdominal, plasties. And I think she ended up like a chin reduction and all those things. So just like like you said, amazing results, but I think that has been heavily scrutinized, you know, under the media. And it's
sensationalism.
It's not the ideal way to do it,
right,
but it's certainly something that has worked for her. Now, I would be very cautious, and I would say, like, if you follow up her interview that she had, you know, for the television, she's actually saying things that will raise major red flags. She's saying that she's not exercising, or she's not exercising as much as she should. And this is not even a year after her surgery. That's a big red flag for patients that might potentially, you know, recur in their weight gain. She's not eating the way that she's supposed to. She said that she doesn't have breakfast. She sleeps until noon, and then she wakes up and she starts a daily. She's juicing most of the time. These are really not the recommendations that we have for bariatric patients. They have to learn. One thing is the operation. It's a very powerful tool, the most amazing, efficient, durable tool that we know of. But they have to work really hard. They have to change their dietary habits. They have to make lifestyle modifications. They have to start incorporating physical activity. If they don't do those things, long term, these patients are not going to be as successful. So far, Mama June has done really well. I wish her the best. Again, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, poo-poo whatever she's done or anything. I think it's amazing for us. She's raising a lot of awareness on patients that might need these operations. But just a word of caution to the people that might be listening out there, that was not the best way to actually go for this. You know, usually it's a bariatric consultation. You want to stabilize your weight loss over a period of a year, 12 months to 18 months. And then eventually you can start looking into some major, you know, cosmetic or body contouring procedures. That will be the best way to do it.
For our listeners out there, you know, you're talking about the sleeve versus bypass. Can you explain the differences between the gastric sleeve and gastric bypass? Like, a lot of people get those confused and they don't realize that there are multiple ways to bypass your absorption of foods.
Absolutely.
More than just one.
Absolutely. There are three most commonly performed operations in the United States. The gold standard remains the gastric bypass. The gastric bypass was started like in the 1950s or so. So we have like over 60 years worth of experience with it. It's a procedure that is well done, works really well, and is very effective, efficient. The sleeve gastrectomy is relatively of a newcomer. We have been performing that over the last 15 or 20 years. The results are pretty good, but we don't have long-term data just like we have with the gastric bypass. The main difference is this. With the sleeve gastrectomy or the vertical gastrectomy, we staple and remove about 80% of the stomach. So we go from, let's say, the stomach, a normal adult stomach holds about 2/3 of a gallon in terms of volume of food. It's like a football, a well-inflated football, no pun intended. And then you remove about 80% of them. So the new stomach that you're going to leave an individual or person with a sleeve gastrectomy is like a banana. It's like a long, thin stomach. So if you think about it, when you eat a small amount of food, the volume of that food is going to fill that banana-shaped pouch. It's going to fill much faster. Patient's going to feel, satiety much sooner, and they're not going to eat. Therefore, you know, they're going to lose some weight. Now, this has a metabolic component because when you're removing the stomach, you're removing also some cells that produce a very powerful hormone. It's called ghrelin. Ghrelin is a very powerful appetite stimulant. So you are removing that stimulant. So patients with a sleeve gastrectomy lose their appetite just like they do with a gastric bypass. But that, in a nutshell, is a sleeve gastrectomy. It's kind of a banana-shaped stomach. The gastric bypass goes a little further. We're going to turn that football-sized stomach into a golf ball.
Wow.
So your new stomach is going to be the size of a golf ball.
It will forever. Hold. I mean, permanently.
That's the size that we created. Now, it is possible if you're not following the instructions, the recommendations, the diet that we're going to recommend you to, you can potentially stretch that stomach. It can happen. It's never going to grow to the normal size that it was before if it was properly performed to begin with, but it can potentially be stretched. So after the surgery, this stomach is going to be just like big as a golf ball. And then we're going to be connecting that new stomach to the bowel. So there's an entire portion of the stomach that is circumvented or bypassed. That's the reason why it's called the gastric bypass. So if you think about it from the plumbing, and I know that you're going to put a little picture and a graphic on the people that are going to be listening to the podcast. If you see this new stomach, it's going to be connected to the bowel, and the food is not going to meet with the digestive enzymes to start digestion until it goes way down in your GI tract. So you're having a component of restriction with a small stomach, and you're going to have a component of malabsorption because you're going to be digesting as well as you did before. Because of this dual mechanism, patients lose a lot of weight, and this again is the most effective, the most efficient, the most durable operation that we know of. Now, there are other options out there, like the biliopancreatic diversion, the dual duodenal switches. I think it's beyond the scope of the podcast today.
Right.
But there are other operations that are a little more drastic than the gastric bypass. But those are essentially reserved for patients that are like in a mega, mega obesity category.
Yeah, and people have to realize that if you are restricting the size of the stomach, you have to really be careful what types of foods you're eating, such as proteins and carbohydrates, because you have a minimal chance of absorption. You want to make sure that you're absorbing the proper nutrients in your food. So you can't just keep eating cakes and cupcakes or sweets or bagels and cream cheese and high carbs when you have a reduced stomach.
That is absolutely right. Think about it.
Isn't there something like a carb dumping syndrome?
That's what it's called, a dumping syndrome. And if patients actually eat sweet foods, very rich foods, something that, you know,
creamy,
like your bowel is not used to seeing, because remember, with the new anatomy, there's a new portion of the bowel that is connected to your stomach. That bowel is not going to like it. It's going to try to dilute it. So if you eat, for example, a scoop of Chunky Monkey Garcia ice cream or something else, then your bowel's not going to like it. It's going to try to dilute that concentration. It's going to steal volume, fluid from your intravascular space.
Right.
And patients are going to feel lightheaded. They're going to have like crampy abdominal pain, people have nausea, diarrhea, chest pain. I had patients that have described, you know, the dumping syndrome, was thinking that they were having a heart attack. So they say, like, you know, well, the last time I had that scoop of ice cream or something like really fried and rich with fats and things, I thought I was going to die. Well, that's the dumping syndrome. And if you think about it, it's a good thing because it's a deterrent for them to actually be eating those kinds of foods. But you're absolutely right. And that actually reemphasizes the point that when you have these operations, you have to be very committed. You have to be very disciplined with your diet. You have to follow the recommendations of a program. You cannot just have the operation and go on your own way. It's like, oh, you know, long gone are those days where these operations were done and the surgeon would say, okay, call me if you have a problem. These patients need to be followed. They need to be monitored. They need to come to the center, walk with our, you know, recommendations, with our dietitians, with our licensed care social workers. They have to meet with the surgeons. It's a continuous relationship that has to be maintained for the rest of their lives if they want to be successful.
Now, I can imagine there's a tremendous amount of psychological counseling prior to make sure
Absolutely.
That a person is ready for this type of commitment. Because this is a life-changing, serious health commitment. And it's a big step for a lot of people. So is that something that you provide? Because, you know, I have to let everybody know that this podcast is being filmed. We're doing a video today. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on my Facebook page at It's a Young Thing Podcast. And you really need to see some diagrams of some of the types of bypass procedures that Dr. Claros does. And he's at St. Luke's Hospital here in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. And it's world renowned for their gastric bypass procedures. So in fact, if I'm not mistaken, you have something very new and unique.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners about a new approach? This keeps developing, everybody. You know, we keep talking about aesthetic medicine, how new technologies keep coming out year after year after year. People get smarter and they invent new things. Well, it happens in all areas of medicine, not just aesthetic and cosmetic medicine. But Dr. Claros, tell us about the newest innovation that's only available at St. Luke's Hospital here in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you so much for those kind words and remarks. You know, you're absolutely right. I have to tell you that we are extremely proud to have one of the best programs in the region. I think it's one of the best programs in the nation. And, you know, everybody says, like, oh, we have a great program, but we have the numbers. Our results are actually published in you know, medical and peer-reviewed journals. So our data, our numbers are public, essentially known. And they're amazing results. We have surgeons coming from all over the world. I have people coming from Australia, from India, from Europe, from the Middle East. We're actually international preceptors. We go to those countries as well, you know, to teach these courses. Myself and Dr. Elchar, my partner, we actually sit in the committees. He sits in the ASMBS, which is, you know, the society that governs our specialty. And we're constantly publishing and teaching other surgeons. So we have, again, one of the best results, one of the best centers in the United States, and we're really proud of that. On top of the bariatric operations, we have a new procedure. It's called the balloon, the reshaped balloon. And it's a concept that was started like many years ago, but it's starting to gain, you know, some acceptance in the United States for the last couple of years. And essentially is a surgical-less, no surgery procedure. This is done via endoscopy. So someone will have an endoscopy through their mouth, and we're going to introduce a balloon in their stomach. And this balloon has a dual shape. It's like a dumbbell. And it will actually act like as an occupying mass in your stomach. So it's like having your stomach full of something all the time. So it's going to prevent you from eating a lot of food. So it's a very simple concept. It's placed there, and 6 months later, it has to be removed. It must be removed because that's the protocol approved by the FDA.
Well, how do you get it out of there?
The same endoscopy.
Really?
We just go with the endoscopy.
You deflate the balloon.
We deflate the balloon, and we just pull it out.
Wow.
Now, the amazing thing is that this is a reversible operation. Doesn't need surgery. There's no incisions. The recovery time, as you can imagine, is pretty, you know, low, like minimal. There's like no recovery time because you don't have to recover from that. There's a period of adaptation, you know, to the balloon. But the most important thing is that this is an option for patients that otherwise would not qualify for surgery. Let me explain that.
Okay.
Bariatric operations are reserved for patients that have a certain BMI, that is a body mass index. That is a ratio. It's a relationship between your weight and your height. So you have to divide, you know, your weight over your height. You have to be expressed in kilograms per meter squared. You don't have to know the formula. As a matter of fact, most of the smartphones, you know, can calculate your BMI. You can Google it. But the importance is that if you find out your BMI based on your height and your weight, you can essentially establish and classify your degree of obesity. So the National Institute of Health has some guidelines that we follow for this operation. So if a patient has a BMI between 35 and 40, and they have some associated conditions like diabetes, hypertension, right, sleep apnea, you know, hypercholesterolemia, and other things, well, then those patients will qualify for surgery. Otherwise, the insurance doesn't pay for that because they are not within the guidelines from the NIH. On the other hand, if your BMI is 40 or greater, then you just by number alone on that BMI, you qualify. But what do you do for patients that have a BMI less than 35? By definition, obesity is anywhere from BMI of 30 to 35. So we have a range of patients with BMIs of 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35 that might have significant conditions, might have diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. And unfortunately, there's nothing out there that we can offer them because it's outside the NIH guidelines.
And the insurance isn't going to pay for it.
Exactly.
Right.
But now we have another option. We have patients, you know, that can actually have this balloon. So let me tell you, let's say that I have a patient that is like 5'11 or 5'10 and they weigh 220 or 225 pounds. They're not like in that category of like 40, 45, 50 or 60 that we have the operations for. They might be, you know, with a BMI of 31 or 32, but they're actually suffering from diabetes. And losing 20, 30 pounds will actually benefit them and will help them get rid of that diabetes or improve their hypertension or their cholesterol. There were no surgical options for them. So now the balloon, the guideline is that we would be allowed to place those balloons in these patients between BMIs between 30 and 35.
And these are people that have failed like on other diet programs that they're just not losing that 20 to 30 pounds you could do with
patients them. That have been coming to our centers have tried absolutely everything for many years. They have tried diets, exercising, medications.
And their metabolism just isn't allowing them.
If you reach a certain number on your BMI, it's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for you to actually exercise or diet your way out of that weight. That's not going to happen.
So what happens to people once you take that balloon out? Like, say they've lost their weight, they're 30 pounds. These are people that have a metabolic disturbance that they can't lose this weight. And they've lost the weight, and you go to take the balloon out. What's their chance of keeping that weight off then?
Well, ideally, it's like during that time that they're going to have the balloon, that they're going to be dieting, that they're going to be exercising. We're going to allow them to actually modify their lifestyle, modify their diets. They're going to be followed by us. So hopefully we'll be able to maintain those things under close supervision from our program. And the hope is that they will be able to actually keep that weight off.
So that's that massive support program that St. Luke's offers their patients.
That's why it doesn't work alone. If you don't have a well-established program that is going to follow those patients, these operations just do not work.
That's what everybody needs to know. I mean, it's they go in and they think they're just going to get this done. They're going to go home. They're going to eat what they always ate and live their lifestyle. And then they wonder, well, why isn't my weight coming off?
It's not going to work.
It's I think it's really psychological, changing your entire lives. What you really need to do is look at Dr. Claros's before and after photos of some of his patients. These are real patients with real results. And these are patients that just didn't go in and have a procedure done and then be sent on their way. I mean, this is a commitment. This is a lifestyle change. You know, you have to change your way of thinking about food, the way you're thinking about your body. The main goal of this is not to lose weight, because the media sensationalizes weight loss and thin people and, you know, Mama June. This is all sensationalism. But what it really is getting somebody healthy, because, you know, being overweight is not what's going to kill you.
True.
It's going to be the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure. It's going to be the diabetes that's going to end up taking someone's life. So this is really this is a medical procedure, people. Don't be sensationalized by the Mama June stories about how now she's a size 4. I could care less if she's a size 4. Is she healthy?
That's exactly right.
That's what's important. And that's the reason why a lot of people, you know, they should be getting into this. And I'm really excited about that the Lehigh Valley is something like St. Luke's Hospital has to offer everybody with all the counseling and the supports and the programs. I mean, you have like, what, 5 or 6 different ways.
Absolutely.
To bypass a stomach.
All the options that we have, you know, are available to the patients, like you said, you know, within the center. I would like to go furthermore, actually. We have non-surgical options as well. So we have a bariatrician. It's a specialist that, you know, he's triple boarded. We have Dr. Sagar Mehta working with us. He's boarded in medicine, clinical nutrition, and also, you know, like a weight loss specialty. And he has amazing options and programs, you know, for patients that might not qualify for surgery, might not be ready for an operation also. So if you think about it, it's kind of this holistic approach. We're just not saying, well, come to our center and you're going to have an operation.
Right.
We're going to try to tailor the treatment specifically to your needs or to the patient's needs. And that's what we want. We want to help, you know, those patients to be successful in the long term. And just like you said, there's really no other treatment. There's no other intervention. There's no other medication. There's nothing else out there that comes even remotely close to what bariatric surgery can accomplish for the health of these patients. I mean, the numbers are just mind-blowing, Paula. Mind-blowing. 84 to 96% resolution of diabetes. And it's not with the weight loss. I have patients that come to the hospital for their surgeries, and they're using 500, 600, 800 units of insulin and 2 or 3 medications for the diabetes. Brittle diabetics. They cannot control their sugars, and they're having problems with their eyes. They're having problems with their feet.
Yeah,
they're having problems
with their
you know, kidneys. It's the number one cause of kidney failure in the United States. And within one day sometimes, the day after surgery, the glucose is completely normal. They go from taking all those medications to nothing. So it's not really from the weight loss. There's a very powerful metabolic component that we're still trying to figure out what it is. There's a lot of research going on it, multiple theories, but it's absolutely amazing what we can do for the diabetics. They go home with no medications. Within months, the cholesterol is normal. Within months, their arthritis. I have patients that walk to my office with a walker. They're ready to go, you know, for knee surgery, for hip surgery, for back surgery. And their ortho doctors send them to us and say, you know, I'm not going to do your surgery until you lose some weight. And guess what? When they lose 50, 60, 100, 150 pounds, they don't need the surgeries anymore.
relieves the strain on the joints.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they're like, I have patients that could barely walk and now they're jogging. They're like running 5Ks, 10Ks, the Spartan races, you know, like in the poker. I have a patient that's running the Spartan race. They're skydiving, they're ziplining. They go to Dorney Park and they're like, you know, running on those roller coasters. Their children cannot keep up with them because it's absolutely incredible what
it's
we
life
can
changing.
Do for them. Yes, it is.
It's life-changing. And, you know, I'm so glad to hear that there are options for people that don't meet the insurance programs, you know, BMI, because what was happening in the past is a lot of these people that didn't qualify for gastric bypass surgery ended up going out of the country and having it done in Mexico, and then they come back and they have no one to care for them here, and they have no aftercare, they have no follow-up, because that's what people were resorting to do.
True.
Because there were no non-invasive approaches to bypass. Gastric bypass. So it's wonderful, people, that there are so many more options available now. So if in the past you were rejected for bypass, gastric bypass procedures, you know, it's something that you really need to investigate. Please, please, please look at the video on this podcast. I will show you some of the things that Dr. Claros and his partners are doing. And I will also put a link to Dr. Claros's website where you can get a lot of information about, what is your web address, your URL?
It's www.leonardoclarosmd.com.
Leonardo Claros, C-L-A-R-O-S-M-D.com. I will put that link up because there's a ton of information on his website, whether you live in the Lehigh Valley or not. I know a lot of my listeners are out of state and are out of the country, but you know what? Knowledge is power. And that's, again, I'm going to restate, this is the whole reason why I started this podcast. It's not about beauty and looking good all the time. It's about being well and feeling well and extending your life and being able to spend the rest of your life with your loved ones, with, you know, getting off your diabetes meds and possibly your blood pressure meds and just having a good quality sense of life. And this is something that Dr. Claros and his team at St. Luke's Hospital here in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, do offer to a lot of patients. So like I said, even if you don't live here, please check out his website, because knowledge is power. And the more that you learn about these new techniques and procedures that are coming out, you know, you may have a chance this time around to do something that you've been thinking about doing, you know, for years. And just said, well, there's nothing out there for me. And now there are more and more options.
That is correct. You know, not so long ago, we had a patient that flew 6,000 miles, actually found us and came, you know, to have her operation from, you know, outside of the country. She ended up staying, you know, with us like maybe 3 weeks. So we had extensive, you know, counseling and everything else. And then she comes and she follows up every year. And she has been doing amazingly well. She had a sleeve gastrectomy. She lost over 100 pounds. She looks incredibly well. But most importantly, she's very healthy now.
And that's the most important thing.
That's true.
Dr. Claros, thank you so much for joining us on It's a Young Thing. This has been an amazing podcast, everyone. This is something that, you know, everybody has somebody in their life that has been contemplating or struggling with the decision to possibly get gastric bypass surgery or any kind of gastric bypass procedure. Please, I encourage you all to share this podcast with those of you that you know, that know someone that might be going through this situation. So thank you again for coming. Please, everybody, check out his website, Dr. Leonardo Claros, LeonardoClarosMD.com is his website. And we will all talk to you next time on It's a Young Thing. Please make sure that you listen to us. If you want to do the audio version, we're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and SoundCloud. If you want to see the video, it's on my podcast page on Facebook, It's a Young Thing Podcast. We're also on YouTube, and you can also see all of the videos and podcasts on our website at youngmedicalspa.com. Thank you all so much. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to It's a Young Thing with Nurse Paula Young. If we didn't discuss a topic you're interested in today, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, so when we do, you don't miss it. The cosmetic aesthetic world can be confusing. We're here to arm you with quality, truthful information from our many years of experience. For even more info, youngmedicalspa.com.
This has been a Steve Mittman social media creation. Steve Mittman social media.com.
The creators, producers, participants, and distributors of this podcast disclaim any liability in connection with the material expressed herein. This information should not be substituted for individual medical counseling. Information on this podcast is not intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any condition. It is intended for educational purposes only, based on the research and experience of Young Medical Spa. Discussion of specific treatments is done only in an office visit directly with the patient. Contact our office to schedule.